Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Tom, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, we have a folktale from Southeast Asia about how the island of New Guinea was made. For those of you who might be unfamiliar, the people from this island are commonly referred to as Papuans, a collective of many tribes, some of whom live alongside the steep mountains, while others have made their homes close to the aquamarine sea. The Papuans have a long history of sharing stories, songs, and poems, passing them along from one generation to the next. One of the most notable stories is what we'll hear tonight. Tomorrow being Thursday means another bonus episode for our wonderful Get Sleepy Premium subscribers. I'll be reading a story about a journey that we often overlook, probably because its timeline is so vast compared to our own. And that journey is the life of a stone. From its formation, through all its gradual stages of transformation and travels. So do come and join me for an educational and relaxing story on Get Sleepy Premium. You'll also have instant access to our entire catalogue of stories, meditations, and extra long episodes, completely ad-free. Just go to getsleepy.com/support or follow the link in the show notes to learn more. Before we settle in for our story, I'd like to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp. With all of the uncertainty and disruption to our lives that we've endured in the last year, a whole heap of strain has been put on so many of us. And sometimes we need a helping hand, someone neutral and empathetic to speak to and help us get back to feeling ourselves again. And I don't say this out of obligation. I really am genuinely so pleased that BetterHelp continue to support the show, because taking care of our mental health and looking out for one another means such a lot to me. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so you can always change your counselor free of charge anytime. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy. That's better, H-E-L-P. And you'll receive 10% off your first month. Over a million people are already taking charge of their mental health with BetterHelp. So take a look and see what they can do for you. And remember that you'll get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/getsleepy. Now then, let's take a moment to really ease into bed and unwind. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, and slowly back out through the nose or mouth. And as you breathe back in again, pay attention to the way your body moves with the breath. The rise of your chest and stomach as the air flows in, and the comforting release of the breath as your body sinks deeper into the mattress. This continuous rhythm is much like the coming and going of waves on a sandy shoreline. The in-breath draws the waves in, washing over the sand. And the exhale lets go of the breath, just like the waves as they retreat. Keep breathing at that slow, wave-like rhythm for a little while longer. And as you make your way toward a night of good rest, I'll hand over to Elizabeth for our story tonight. We begin thousands of years ago, out on the open ocean.
Many years ago, long before New Guinea existed, a giant, friendly sea turtle roamed the open seas. She was much bigger than any turtle alive today, with flippers the size of a whale. Her mottled green shell was as large as a hill, and her torso as wide as a field. The sea turtle was so big that she could swim further in a single stroke than any animal that has ever lived. Before or since. The turtle was born to roam the oceans, and her time was spent swimming the open seas, traveling all across the world. She journeyed from one continent to another, observing all the majesty the planet had to offer. She would swim to the Arctic to see her polar bear friends, then down to the Antarctic so she could play with a whole gaggle of penguins. She would cruise up to what is now Europe to say hello to her crab friends, scuttling across the pebbled beaches. And then over to the Americas to spend time with happy seals who cheered with joy to see her emerge on the tides of the Atlantic. But of all the world's oceans, the sea turtle most loved the Pacific. She loved to swim just at the surface, so she could feel the warmth of the sun on her shell. To the birds above, the turtle looked like an island, blissfully charting its own course through the ocean. Her flippers would spread out wide as she went, allowing her to glide with ease. At night, the sea turtle would drift slowly through the moonlit water as she watched the quiet sky above. Every evening, it changed just a little as she floated from one ocean to the next. She was fascinated by the stars, often wondering what it would be like to be among them. Occasionally, she would catch sight of a shooting star as it raced across the jet black sky. They reminded her of flying fish bursting in and out of view in the blink of an eye. Many times, while watching the stars, the sea turtle wondered what it would be like to remain in one place, to watch the same sky night after night. One day, the turtle found herself swimming near the West African coast when she saw a woman building a small fire on the beach. Curious, the sea turtle asked what she was doing. The woman explained that she was sending a signal to her husband, who had swum out to sea a long time ago. She explained he loved adventure and told her he was searching for a special place for them to live. And once he had found it, he would come back for her. As the woman lit the fire, the sea turtle wished her well and said she was sure he would find somewhere special soon. The woman waved to the turtle as she swam away. Once more, the large mound of her back fading into the distance. Many weeks later, as she cruised through the Pacific, the sea turtle felt the sensation of a bird landing on her shell. She glanced back to see a friendly blue parrot who asked if she could ride for a while. The sea turtle was always happy for the company and said the parrot was welcome to rest for as long as she liked. As they journeyed together, the bird told the sea turtle of a rainbow she had passed over. It was a most spectacular arc of colour that seemed to go on for miles, she said. The sea turtle marvelled at the idea of being able to drift over what must have been a spectacular sight. The parrot thought about it for a moment and then said it must be similar to swimming through the Coral Triangle, absorbing all the majestic brilliance of the plants and animals that had made it their home. But the sea turtle had never heard of the coral triangle before. So she asked the bird to tell her more. "The coral triangle," the parrot explained, "was a region of coral reefs stretching from the coast of Australia to Indonesia and across to Malaysia and the Philippines." The parrot said there were a million different species who lived among the coral reefs, each perfectly unique, and yet all so well adapted to living side by side. The sea turtle was intrigued and told the parrot she simply had to see it for herself. And so, the next morning, the giant sea turtle journeyed her way toward New Zealand, then up alongside the coast of Australia. There, she spotted a family of kangaroos, a mother and her two joeys, playing on the beach. The sea turtle called out to them and asked where should she look for the coral triangle. The mother kangaroo was happy to help and told the turtle she and her joeys would lead the way. And so it was, the giant sea turtle journeyed along the Australian coast, following the kangaroo family as they skipped quickly across the land. Soon they reached the northernmost tip of Australia, where the mother kangaroo pointed out to the deep blue sea. She told the turtle to swim out a bit until she could see an abundance of colour beneath her. "There," she said, "is where the coral triangle begins." The sea turtle thanked the kangaroo family, and in one effortless move, turned and dived down into the ocean below. As the sea turtle swam deeper and deeper, she watched with joy as she started to encounter animals she'd never seen before. She saw red snapper fish, named for their ruby bodies. Then a group of jellyfish whisked by her, their long tentacles pulsing as she swam further and further. Next, the sea turtle spotted a black-tipped shark swimming in and out of crevices in the submerged rocks. And then the sea turtle saw it, the beginning of the coral triangle. It seemed like an underwater garden. A symphony of the most brilliant yellows, greens, blues, and reds, all dappled in rays of sunlight streaming through the water. She was overcome with joy. It was as brilliant as a rainbow, and it was right here, in front of her. As she swam over the reef, the giant sea turtle watched with amazement as a little orange fish appeared and danced through tall purple plant stems. She stared in awe at a speckled sea sponge, rippling as it shuffled across the sand. Then the sea turtle gasped with delight as a squid emerged from behind a large rock, swimming up through the water. It flashed patterns of color as it passed overhead. Green, blue, yellow. Green, blue, yellow. Then quickly vanished into the distance. Before long, the sea turtle realized this was the most fascinating place she had ever visited. The hours tumbled by as she explored all that she could, finding even more delights everywhere she looked. Eventually, the sunlight faded, and the turtle realized nighttime had arrived. Slowly, she returned to the surface, where she drifted off to sleep. The next day, as the sea turtle journeyed back across the Pacific, she saw the parrot flying overhead once more. She called out, and the parrot flew down, eager to listen to the turtle's story of discovering the coral triangle. As they traveled, the sea turtle regaled the parrot with all that she had seen. The red snapper, the black-tipped sharks, and the colorful squid. But there was still so much more to find, she said. From that day on, the sea turtle regularly visited the coral triangle, traversing it for hours at a time, soaking up all that she could. One afternoon, while exploring a new corner of the reef, the sea turtle noticed something curious in the distance. There, down on the seabed, seemed to be a relatively small pile of colored shells, all bundled up in a ball. She drifted down through the warm water, getting close enough to take a better look. As she neared the pile of shells, they began to move. One by one, the shells peeled away, revealing the tentacles of a little red octopus hidden inside. The sea turtle was fascinated and watched as the octopus shrugged off all the shells and rose to meet her, eye to eye. The difference in size between them was enormous. The sea turtle was the biggest creature the octopus had ever seen. Likewise, for the sea turtle, the octopus was among the smallest animals she had ever come across. Slowly, the octopus unfurled one of his tentacles, and the sea turtle moved her beak forward, allowing him to touch her face gently. And at that moment, the two became friends. Over many months, the pair spent countless hours together. The sea turtle told the octopus all about the animals she had gotten to know across the world. While the octopus shared stories of all the special creatures that made their homes beneath the sea, the turtle spoke of the wild horses that ran freely across the Arabian Peninsula, while the octopus told of the gentle clams that hid deep among the ocean rocks. The sea turtle talked about the large tigers that roamed the Indian cliffs, while the octopus discussed the blue and pink starfish that hid just beneath the sand. Then the octopus mentioned there was a particular creature that seemed to be one of a kind. The sea turtle was curious and asked the octopus to show it to her. Together, the pair swam through the warm waters far beyond the Coral Triangle. The octopus explained that this creature lived in a dark and rocky place where few other animals ventured. And so they swam and swam until the colourful coral reefs were far behind them. Eventually, the sea turtle and the octopus arrived at the opening of an underwater cave. The entrance was too small for the giant sea turtle to swim through, so the octopus said he would go and find the creature and asked if it would come and say hello. The sea turtle watched the octopus swim into the shadowy cave and then turned around to observe the barren seascape all around her. There she saw countless stones of all shapes and sizes embedded in the sand and spread for miles and miles. After some time had passed, the octopus called to the sea turtle, and she turned around to find him. At the entrance to the cave, she saw her friend, joined by the unique creature he had described. Only for the sea turtle, who knew so much about land animals, this creature was not strange at all. He was, in fact, a man. The three sat together among the rocks for a while. The man explained how he had once lived on land, but one day he journeyed out to sea. He swam for days and weeks, enjoying the sun on his back and the stars at night. But over time, he became tired. So he decided to find a place to rest. That was why he swam to the bottom of the ocean. The man explained that he had passed through the Coral Triangle, which was so beautiful, it had made him fall in love with all the wonders beneath the surface. Then, when he found the cave, he decided to go to sleep, as he had been swimming for a very long time. And when he awoke, he had forgotten all about his life on land, so he chose to make the cave his home. He had been there ever since. The sea turtle told her own story about how she had traveled from ocean to ocean and continent to continent. The man asked her to remind him of life above the sea, as he simply couldn't remember much about the world of land. He could only recall the sun and the stars. The sea turtle agreed that those were her favorite things too. But there was much, much more. For days, the sea turtle, the octopus, and the man sat among the stones as she told them about the things she had witnessed from the water. She talked about the polar bears, the kangaroos, the parrot, and all the other creatures she had seen. The man said it sounded beautiful, and while the sea turtle had enjoyed all her adventures, she still wished for one thing: to experience being on land herself. She was simply too big for the beaches and bays that she had visited. But for as long as she could remember, she had wanted to lay on solid ground, so she could enjoy the warm sun on her shell, or the same stars, night after night. The octopus had an idea. He looked around at all the nearby stones and suggested that if they worked together, they could use them to build an island big enough for the sea turtle to rest upon, and for the man to experience life above the water once more. And so, the three agreed to make an island. For days and nights, weeks and months, the man led the sea turtle and the octopus to the very best stones he knew of. Then, the octopus would use his long tentacles to sweep away the surrounding dirt. With her big, powerful flippers, the sea turtle could lift the stones and put them in place. Once each stone was set, the octopus would scoop lots of sand and pass it to the man, who would use his hands to pat it down flat. Slowly but steadily, the three worked together, building a mound of stones and sand that went high and wide, inching closer and closer to the surface of the water. One day, the sea turtle carried an enormous stone to the top of the mound and set it in its place. Excited, the man scrambled up the side of the bank, bursting through the surface of the water. He quickly climbed up and onto the newly placed stone. As the water dripped from his hair, he closed his eyes and took a deep breath, filling his lungs with air. The man let out a delighted laugh as he looked at the gentle blue sea all around him, remembering just a little of what he had long forgotten. The sea turtle's head appeared above the water, with the octopus nestled on her beak. The man smiled at his friends. It had been so long since he had stepped foot on land that he didn't realize how much he missed the sunlight on his skin. The three continued to build the island until it was so big that it had a mountain range, running almost from one end to the other. All around were golden beaches that swept out to the sea, leading back to the tip of the coral triangle. The sea turtle pulled herself up onto the beach, feeling for the very first time what it was like to be on land. Her heart filled with joy as she scooped her flipper back into the water, lifting her two friends off the shore and into the air above her head. From up there, the octopus and the man could see for the very first time all they had made together. Above it all, a colourful rainbow arched over the very highest mountain peak on the island. That's when the turtle heard a familiar sound approaching. It was her friend, the blue parrot. The sea turtle, the octopus, the man, and the bird sat on the newly formed island, marveling at what they had achieved. The parrot noted that something was missing. The island had no grass, no flowers, and no trees. When he heard the words grass, flowers, trees, the man's memory sparked once more, and he recalled just how much he had loved being among the green forests of his own homeland. The parrot asked where the man was from, but the man simply said he had left so long ago, he had forgotten. But distances did not matter to a parrot. She could fly to any land to gather seeds and bring them back to the island for them to plant. For many months more, the parrot flew back and forth to the island, bringing seeds for grass, flowers, and trees. The man and the turtle worked on the land to plant the seeds, while the octopus swam in the sea, encouraging the creatures of the coral to expand their underwater garden closer to this brand new island. One night, long after the grass and the flowers had grown and the trees had become tall and covered in leaves, the man and the sea turtle found themselves lying on the beach, staring up at the stars in the night sky. The sea turtle explained how happy she was to watch the same stars night after night. The man agreed. It was a joy to discover again the pleasure of the moon and the night sky above. Then another memory emerged in the man's mind. He remembered being on a beach with his wife, telling her he wanted to swim out to find them a special place to live. The man told the sea turtle what was in his mind. His wife had promised she would light a fire every night for her husband, so that he could someday find his way back to her. Excited, the sea turtle said she remembered something she'd seen long ago. Immediately, she slipped back into the ocean and told the man to hop on her shell. As the man climbed onto the sea turtle's back, the octopus appeared in the water beside them, asking where they were going. The sea turtle explained she had one final journey to make. And so, the octopus watched his two friends disappear into the night. The sea turtle and the man arrived at the West African coast just as the sun was coming up. There, in the distance, they saw the dying flames of a fire that had burned through the night. And then the man spotted his wife. He recognized her in an instant. The woman hurried across the beach toward her husband, who rode atop the shell of the giant sea turtle. The man scrambled down and ran to embrace her. They were together once again. That day, the sea turtle carried the couple across the ocean to their new and special home, just as the man had promised his wife so many years before. An island with trees and sandy beaches, built from the stones on the ocean floor by a sea turtle, an octopus, a parrot, and a man. And that is how the island of New Guinea came to be.